You and Hooky Walker. Now see here, Speed. Do you want me to shift your blasted bullion or don't you?
Well, I go tonight or not at all. And your embassy funds can stand the row for my passage home too, when the thing's done. Well, what do you say?
That something is up, no error.
His eyes widened.
I say, the Austrian traps ain't after you, are they? Because if they were, I dared assist your flight, silver or no silver. Dash it, I'm a diplomat. Of course tain't the traps. What sort of fellow do you think I am? Good God, had we been chums since boyhood? Yes, and it's 'cause I know what kind of chum you can be that I repeat, what's up, Flash? Come up, old boy. This is old Speed, remember, and you can't humbug him.
Well, true enough, I couldn't. And I'll tell you what I told him that night in the Hotel Victoria, not the smartest pub in Trieste. But as a patriotic little minion of our Vienna embassy, Speedy Cut was bound to put up there. And it should explain the somewhat cryptic exchanges with which I've begun this chapter of my memoirs in my tale of the strangest campaign in the whole history of British arms.